show special guest with me, Marquise Jenkins of Hip Hop Street, CEO of the live streaming app for underground artists. He's with me. He's down in Houston, out of TSU, Texas Southern, not my TSU, Texas State, but Texas Southern. We'll talk about that a little later. But brother, how you doing, my fellow TSU brother? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing fine, man. I'm so glad to be on the Boss Man show. You make me feel like a boss, man. You got good energy, man. You got real good energy.
I love this, man. Hey, it's all about trying to uplift my black people, man. Bring us up and help us become better people and promote what we have going on, my brother. So, man, I'm always willing to help out another brother like myself, man.
Man, I so appreciate you.
Yes, indeed. Well, tell us, Marquise, man, how did you come up with this app, man? What made you kind of say, hey, I got fine for help, uncle artists here. Play that music, not on Pandora, not on Spotify, all these other apps. So what was the, made you say, hey, I have an idea to help out underground artists, put them so they don't want to spend so much money, because they don't have budgets pretty much. They kind of, you know, kind of working 9-to-5 jobs still, not having enough coming in. So what made you say, hey, I got some for these people here?
I guess I heard Kanye West, right? So this is years ago. When Kanye West at first said that he's no longer doing his albums in the stores anymore. He's going digital. So it just, a light bulb went on in my head, because growing up, I knew that underground artists, you needed the mixtapes, you needed the CDs. And I saw that everything was going digital. And I just said, let me create a platform that can kind of jumpstart their careers before they go to the big platforms and, you know, they sit on the shelf on Spotify and all these other Tidal and Pandora, because these stations are made mainly for the mainstream artists. Mm-hmm. So for underground artists, and when I say underground, like you say, I'm talking about people that's working 9-to-5. They woke up this morning and said, hey, I want to be an artist. So come to Hip Hop Streets, and this is the platform to jumpstart your career. And that was the whole thing about it. And with technology, I just felt like, you know, our people need to get on that side of the playing field, because we can't always just be artists. Some of us need to be creating these platforms for these artists to be on.
Yes, indeed. And like you said, man, when you own your own, because, you know, if I'm trying to, you know, placate the mainstream, I wouldn't be on the air right now, because I don't roll that way, right? So if you're coming from a different perspective, as underground artist probably is, you can't get on Spotify or Pandora or iHeart or Amazon, whatever they got going, coming to you who understands them. You get their circumstance, where they're coming from, and you got a good rate for them where they can eat and still live their dream at the same time.
Exactly. And build a fan base, like build a global fan base. And that's the whole thing about it. Like, we go far as Ghana, Africa, London, UK, Japan. So you build a global fan base, and we basically market these artists. And they're not just coming to our platform and that's it. No, we're pushing them on social media. We're doing email blasts about them. We're doing interviews on them. We're doing blog reports. We're actually giving them content that they're going to need to continue to build their brand. And that's what we do. We help build their brand and send them on their way. So now, when you leave Hip Hop Streets, you are prepared to go to Tidal. You're prepared to go to these labels. You're almost label ready. They don't have to come in and invest more money in you, which a lot of labels are not doing anyway. So if you're not ready to go when that label calls you, they just go to the next artist, because there's so much music out here.
Most definitely. And when I read your body, what you're going on here, Marquise, is that you have, because I have a PR firm within your whole app. It's a PR firm. You're helping them present themselves for the next opportunity into the world, because same with this show, we're digital now. We're on YouTube, we own Trust Radio, we own all these different apps. But guess what? The base is right here in my basement and in your office. So it's exactly funny how we're right here in our own realm, right? It's gonna be
exactly,
the world can hear this interview when we put it out there, because of the technology, digital aspect, and we own our own stuff. Now, if it wasn't radio, I'd say the other word, but we own our own stuff. So that's the beauty of what you have going on as well, my brother.
Exactly, exactly. And that's just it, man, being creative, using our mindset, not saying what I can't do, just figuring out what I can do, and that's what we're doing. We're working with what we got. And it's with technology, like you say, we're sitting right here talking to each other, and this interview will go out to different places around the world, and we did this from right here, sitting in your basement. I'm sitting at home.
Yes, exactly. And it sounds great. It's two brothers having a conversation that you think, dang, where they at? We right here in our own element, doing our thing, chopping it up on the Boss Man Show about hip hop streets. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. And you know, and it's crazy because hip hop is so powerful. You know, and right now what we got going on in hip hop it's a beautiful thing. And I like to focus on the right side of hip hop. You know, we know it's two sides of hip hop. You got the right and the wrong side. So I like to focus on the right side of hip hop because hip hop has done a lot of good for a lot of people. So, you know, when you go to our platform, it's gonna always be the positive thing that hip hop brings to people's life. Cause hip hop really changing people's lives, turning people into bosses, got them getting investments. It's a $1 million product if it's used the right way.
Exactly. And like you said, you offer the people yearly rates, you know, monthly per song. So talk more about how you structure the prices for the people, artists who want to get on your platform. Because I feel like you should go to Hip Hop Streets, get the app, get on with Marquise and what they have going on. Help them help you. That's why I say people. Help them help you. So tell us more about the price structure and what you offer an underground artist right now who wants to say, hey, this is a good idea. Let me hop on this.
Okay, we got a monthly, we do $6.99. That's if you want to just upload your songs. And that's unlimited songs a month. $7.99 a month if you want to upload unlimited music videos and music songs. And then it's $65 for a year if you want to just upload unlimited songs for a year. $85 for if you want to upload unlimited music videos and songs. And the structure of the price was to make it affordable. Because at the end of the day, if you're not willing to invest $7.99 a month in your career, then you obviously are not trying to go anywhere. And $85 is really not, you know, if you think about the average artist and what they spend on clothes and going out to the clubs and trying to actually promote your music, you got to get on an airplane and fly to these other cities. If that's going to cost you at least $300-$500, not including room and board. So our platform can help you reach the Boss Man Show, can help you reach Atlanta, can help you reach New York without, and all you're spending is a couple of dollars, which is affordable.
Most definitely. That's lunch.
Yeah, exactly. That's cheaper than lunch.
Yes. Damn, you know, come on. You like, you know, you get a combo at McDonald's or Burger King, it's gonna hit you about $8 off the rip. And you can invest in your career for that amount of money. That's a steal. That's damn exactly. Near free. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I say. It's almost free, you know. And that's just what I say. You know, the money we're charging them is just for our monthly maintenance, just to make sure our app stays good and keeping everything functioning and keep adding new updates, which we are. And what we just recently working on, will be finished in another month, is a live stream feature. So now we're also creating a platform where these artists can book their own shows and go live stream through our app.
Most definitely, because a lot of the fees are within trying to book your show, having a manager, having a, you know, a song plugger, back when those was popular, you know what I'm saying? So exactly. Having PR. Now, Marquise, so you have to understand, like, look, you're working in, let's say, a healthcare company or Amazon, whatever you're working at, right? You got to know where you are in your career. If you're just getting started, you don't need a manager. You don't need a agent. So do you help them realize, cause I feel like some artists who are coming up and coming think they need all these things to show that they're popping or they got clout. No, just do you and then move and when your career hits that point, when it's time, do that. But you gotta do a lot of it, you gotta network on your own, not depend on paying money you don't really have for services you can kind of do on your own to a degree.
Exactly. And we do a lot of that for you as well. And one thing about it is when you popping, they're gonna find you. So you ain't gotta go look for a manager. A manager gonna look for you. You just gotta do the work, create your buzz, let people hear you, be seen. That's the whole thing about it. You got to be heard. You know, I tell people, it's not a hit if nobody hears it. So yeah, you can be rapping all day, but how is somebody gonna hear this song? And our app focuses on the singles because hip hop has turned into the hottest song. Not too many people are going listen to full albums of an underground artist. Now, you know, you're an underground artist. I'm not going to sit here and listen to 15 of your tracks right now. So I tell them, hey, bring me your top tracks. We're going to break them down in different divisions on the app. You know, we got trap music, we got hip hop, we got R&B, we got conscience. So let's break it down and let's see what these people are saying about your hottest song versus your hottest album. Because once you get a hot song going, then I go back and listen to whatever else you had out there. But you can't think you're going to give people 15 tracks and they're going to sit up and listen to 15 tracks of an unknown artist. They're just not going to do it. We don't even listen to mainstream artists for an album sometimes.
Yes.
So just imagine a new artist. You man, I don't want, you know, for one, you're not familiar with his voice, so you don't even want to sit there and listen to all his music. So you just want to focus on the song. So our app focuses on the singles. So you can get on there and just see who got the hottest song. And then once you like it, you check their bio out, you start following them. Now you got a fan. Now you got a real listener that like your music.
Most definitely. And that was the thing I would tell artists back in the day. Like, you just can't come to me and tell me, put me on your show. And I'm like, I don't know you. My listeners don't know you. So, like, I can't put you on if my listeners don't know you. It's like, boss man, what are you doing? You know, like, it's like so you have to have that buzz where I can go say, hey, they have a nice song, got a nice single, and you're presentable. Because, you know, a lot of artists got to get them a good, nice site or a Facebook or Instagram, Twitter,
exactly.
LinkedIn, Snap. Because it's so many free marketing tools now. But make sure it's hot and airtight, because that way you can have direct listeners to say, hey, okay, go there, Facebook, Instagram, because you can't, how can I, you're an artist, but you don't have Instagram, or you don't have something I can direct people to. So like, what are we doing here? So I'm glad that you're the hell to help them see that you have to have a kind of a resume per se of what you got going on. So people like me will have you on their shows and listeners will be like, okay, I see some here.
Yeah. Exactly, because it's funny you said that, because we have a connection with the Rhythm and Flow Netflix show. They actually just had the winner of the artist get nominated for a Grammy of that actual show, and that's the show with T.I., Chance the Rapper, and Cardi B. And the program director reached out to us and was like, "Hey, we're looking for underground artists. Do you have any underground artists on your platform in this particular region?" I said, yes, we do. She said, okay, email us over all the information you have. So for me and my team, what we did was we went through the artists in that region, and the first thing we did, you know, we got their music, we seeing their streams, but we went to their social media. Do they page say I'm a hip-hop artist? Do they page say I'm a music artist? Like, what do they have on their page? Because before we send this over to them, they're going to do that. So it's our job to do the work too. And I tell a lot of artists, if I go to your Instagram, your Facebook, or whatever, and I don't see that music, I'm not fit to listen to your music, because I don't see music. You know, you got to, it's almost like your resume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your social media is almost your resume now. It's your digital resume. It's what people are going to see. And we went through that and selected some artists, and actually had a couple of one artist get made to the first viewing of the first viewing. He didn't make it to the top, but the fact that, you know, the artist did have opportunity, and that's all you want. You know, that's in life. All you want is the opportunity.
Yes. And you know, Marquise, it's funny you say that, because I tell people, I was like, boss man, you don't have much about yourself on your pages, because my page is my business. You know, you know, I have a personal life, but that doesn't have to be on social media. I want you to know me as Gerald, the boss man on the Boss Man Show. I need you to know who and what I'm hanging out with, laying up with, you know, or where I'm at right now, because that's not me. Now, you know, it's funny. I'm a radio host, but I'm actually antisocial as hell, you know? it's like, it doesn't make sense, but it's truth. You know, I'm out in the streets, but I'm a host, but when I'm out of hosting mode, that's why I just want to be JR. I don't want to be Bob. I'm antisocial. It's like, if you want, that's who I am. So it's like, you know, that resume I want people to know about me is that, hey, he's a radio host. He's in the streets, but nothing more, nothing less. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, artists have to present what they want the world to know them for, not everything else.
Exactly. That's what they got to learn to do, man. And And it's a lot of artists that got good music. I mean, like, real good music. And I'd be like, man, y'all really have some real good music. Like, channel your energy into your music, and you can really make it. And right now with our whole team, what we're setting up for in 2021 is we're setting up a whole marketing plan for these artists. We can actually give you the whole intel. If you come to our program and for 3 months, work our program for 3 months, man, and we guarantee you'll be a better artist. You'll know better about the business, and you'll be more structured to go into these labels. And people say independent is good, and it is. Independent is perfect. So that's why you can use this platform of Hip Hop Streets, build your own fan base, sell your own product, book your own shows right here through the app. And it's what, for $7.99 a month?
Like, damn near free. I'm gonna keep saying damn near free. A meal.
Yeah, and then we adding the views to the app, so you can see how many times your song been viewed. You can see how many times your video been viewed. You know, we have things like this. And we also doing interviews. Like, you can actually get you a whole interview, and then we do press runs. Like, we got DJs on staff that if they like the music, they're gonna spin it in the clubs. You don't have to go out to the club and tell a DJ to spin it. They're going through the app, listening, like, oh, okay, I like him. And hey, I'm for the start spinning his music. Who is this? Hey, this such and such, man. Reach out to him. And that's just how the process works, man. And it's exciting because it's like my baby, and it's been growing. Yes. You know, it's like, it's 3 years in the making. I actually launched it in Atlanta because Atlanta is the mecca of hip hop. So I actually launched it in Atlanta. I actually moved to Atlanta, lived to Atlanta, learned what they were learning, seen what they were seeing, just to build the hip hop platform to make sure that it was universal for all cultures.
Most definitely, because you know Atlanta is always popping now. To me, right now with the pandemic, it's too popping. If you ask me,
yes, too popping.
I'm like, the compound after party after Jeezy and Gucci. I'm like, man, y'all must want Rona to hit you too, don't you? You just want to have a vent on your face for about a month.
Yeah. Hey, like Lil Duval said, man, they must got the cure of Corona is going to the clubs in Atlanta, because it looks like ain't nobody getting it.
Man, bro, I tell you, hey, I ain't been out since March 15th, my man. I'm not playing the game. I ain't gambling, brother.
Yeah, that makes sense, man. That makes sense, man. Yes, you can't gamble with it, man. Because we don't know. That's the whole thing about
exactly.
It. It's still a lot about the corona we don't know about.
I was going to ask you about that, too. With the virus here, man, the corona, how has the artist approach has changed? You're not really doing shows right now or having events. So what's been your role to help them manage through this tough time since the pandemic and the shutdowns and the things not been the way it was back early this year?
I basically told them this is the best time to be online. Like, this is the best time to be online. It's the best time to be building your fan base. And then with what we just created for them is a live stream platform that they can actually, we'll set it up where they can actually live stream a concert from their living room. Something similar to what Kevin Hart just did on his last comedy show. He did that from his house. So we, within our app, we'll create that for these artists, that way they can reach their audience and still be safe. Because right now, it's you might have some festivals going on. You might have some, hold on. I'm about
to
call.
Are you good?
All right, I got you.
No, you good, brother. We're going to do part one and part two, brother. That's all we'll do. Part one and part two. We'll make it work.
So, just got to stay. I tell them, just stay online, man. That's it. Because it's digital. Hip-hop is digital now. So, it's all about streams. So, you know, this is going to be the norm. Like, you know, this is going to be the norm. They might as well get ready for it. It's a shift and change. Technology is taking over. So this is going to be the shift and change. You know, a lot of people don't want to accept change. And like I told you, get left behind.
You got that right, because like radio, like think about this, bro, for me. 8 years ago, it was all about being on AM/FM, right? Now with the pandemic, all these shows and up doing Zooms and having podcasting apps, stuff I was doing 8 years ago, right? That was taboo. Oh, you're not really popping yet because you're still here. Now look, they all do what I was doing 8 years ago. Everybody doing it now. So yeah. I guess I was ahead of time 8 years ago, 2012, when I got this thing popping off. So it's funny how it all comes full circle all the time, Marquise. It always comes full circle when people try to look down upon what you got going on.
Exactly. Exactly, man. That's the whole thing about it, man. You gotta have that I don't care what people think attitude. Like, yes. You know, this is what I'm gonna do, this is what I'm gonna create. Cause it's funny, cause like when I had mentioned to a couple of my buddies that, hey, I wanna create an app. You know, and I looked at them, they looked at me, I could see they like, man, how you gonna create an app? He don't know what he's doing. So I said, all right, cool. I left them alone. In my mind, I wasn't asking y'all, can I create an app? I was telling y'all I'm going to create an
exactly.
app. So your approval didn't matter. You know, I was more so trying to see if you wanted to be a part of the movement that I'm going to create.
My man.
You know what I'm saying? and today, now they see, they be like, hey, man, let me know if you need any. No, I don't need nothing. You know, I
had the opportunity, brother. When I was nothing, now I'm something. Yeah. It's like, what did Mike Jones say back then?
You ain't want me. Now they hot. They all up on me.
So come on, man.
And that's just the mindset that, you know, that in it, an artist got to have, an entrepreneur got to have. You just got to have that made up mindset, man. That was a quote that I had learned from. Had interviewed Jay Prince, senior, a rapper lot. And I had asked him for some advice, you know what I'm saying, from an entrepreneur standpoint. And he was like, man, you gotta have a made up mindset. And I took that information and I ran with it because it speaks so many volumes. You gotta have a made up mindset because it's gonna be bumpy road, things ain't gonna go right, things gonna fail. But if my mind is made up, it's nothing that can stop me. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that can stop me is me.
Most definitely. Now, brother, what cities are mostly your artists coming from? I know you have started in Atlanta here. I know probably Houston as well. What are some of the main cities you have made most of your artists coming from here in the U.S. and beyond?
Okay, in the U.S., we got L.A., we got Atlanta, we got New York, New Orleans, Houston, and did I forget one of them? In Miami. Them are some of the major cities that we have tapped in the U.S., And in London, we're in the UK. So we got a lot of artists from over there in the UK. And then we got a lot of artists from Ghana, Africa, that's going to come to the app as well. So them are the major cities right now that we are moving in. But we're steady growing and steady looking to expand.
Most definitely. And also, what I like about your app is this, you actually write about your artists because they need that push. Having a good article out there about them goes a long way to getting somebody like me to say, okay, let me give this guy a chance or get this girl a chance. So talk about how important your writers on staff are to make these artists look kind of, like I said, give them that good push for so they can get out there and generate the buzz they want and get those streams going on your app there.
Yeah, the blog write-ups are very important, you know, because it's a Google search. So when, you know, people are going to search you. So you need a write-up, you need an article. People need to read about you to see who you are. Just like you were saying, like, who is he? Where is he from? What does he have on? What is his story? Is his story worth me interviewing? And that's what we do over here. We focus on the blog because that's the write-ups are key. A lot of people, you know, they thinking that, oh, I'm just going to do a video or do this. No, you got to have an article on you. Somewhere online, you got to have some type of article on you. And that's how you get verified. These things are how people get verified because they Google search you to see who you are. So blogs are very important, and our bloggers make sure they key in on the most important things of what you got going on, and they keep it hip hop. They ain't worried about who you talking to and all that. We keep it hip hop. We keep it about the music. We keep it about the culture because we love the culture. And our motto is we love the underground. So if we love the underground, we gotta make sure that the underground keep rising. Because if the underground fails, then hip hop dies. So we're trying to make sure that the underground don't fail because we always need new music.
Because that pipeline is so important, because you know everybody eventually ages out, and if you have some hits, of course you're gonna be around, but everybody out there forced, you gotta have that pipeline steady coming with new ideas, new ways of coming about. It's gonna be the same stuff, but you gotta have that pipeline though, that you're building that brand, building those guys up so they can come take the mantle while other guys kind of age out, move on to the business life, a la Jay-Z. Exactly. You know.
Exactly, man. That's just the importance of everything, man. That just, it's a fun time to be in hip hop. Hip hop is the number one genre in the world, $1 billion industry. It's so much good to come out of it, man. And I'm just glad that I'm a part of it.
Most definitely. And also, I saw you have a podcast as well. So who are some of your favorite interviews on your podcast, and using that podcast to help artists as well? Because, you know, like I said, coming on a show, do a podcast, once again, ask your digital resume and gets you out there once more.
Oh, man, we had some great artists, man. We had Marissa was on that. She was a hot a soloist out of Atlanta. We had Euro Gotti when he first got hot. We had called him right before he had got hot. A bunch of Houston artists. We had Jay Prince on there, of course. His interview was so informational that you can go back and read and take some notes from it. We just had, and the funny thing about that, I built the podcast show around underground journalists that were just getting started. Underground DJs, new DJs, like we gave them a platform as well. So not only was we looking out for the new artists, we was also looking out for the new journalists, the new DJs that's on the show. Like we had DJ Penny Lane out in Atlanta running the show. Right now, she's on the radio station up in Atlanta now. We met her, she was just on the DJing in the club, seen in the club DJing and say, hey, come be on the podcast show, you know, kind of give them that structure so they're preparing them for the next level. And that's all we do as Hip Hop Streets. We're a revolving door. We just prepare you, keep on going. Prepare you, keep on going. Open the door for the next person.
You get out there, right? Yeah, she's on Streets 94.5 up here. She's on with Young Jock station. That's what she on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She on that station, Streets 94.5 is where she's at. Yep, that's where she's okay. At. She does the midday mix too. So I hear her.
Yeah.
I hear her. Now, man, let's tell you about Atlanta, man. What's your favorite thing about the city of Atlanta, man, for us, the culture, the food, man, and your time here? What's your favorite thing about being here in the city of Atlanta, 404, baby?
Atlanta is so unified in the culture of music. And they really do help each other out. And it's like they got the torch and they said that, hey, there's no way we passing this around. We're giving this back up. So with that being said, man, just the food was good. The food was good. I went to I can't think of the it's a burger joint, man. It's right there in Buckhead. And I used to go every day. I can't think of the name. But the food, the culture, the way it's built, just how it looks, it just gives you that feel of opportunity. When you set foot in Atlanta, of course, all the studios, we worked out of Atlanta Doppler Studios, and it was just so cool to walk in the studio and see all these platinum plaques, and you never know what artists might be in there, you know what I'm saying? It's just the studios, it's just the culture of hip-hop, the nightlife, of course, is popping, and then it's a diverse city. You got people that lives in Atlanta from all over the world, so you can actually network with somebody from London that's in Atlanta, and you know, you can create a real network friendship with somebody from out over the place. But just the whole culture of Atlanta, man, they embraced what we were doing and everything, and it just unified. I just like the way it's unified.
Most definitely. Now, talk to somebody's off the air, man. You know, you're a Texas Southern guy. I'm Tennessee State, man. So talk about your time in Texas Southern, man, over in Third Ward, man. You know, I'm real cool friends with the basketball coach now, Coach Jones, Coach Peel over there, man. Those are my guys, man. Coach Davis as well. We helped with the Detroit. So talk about experience over there at Texas Southern, man, how it was over there being one of them Tigers, not T.S. Taylor in Nashville, man. How was that, brother?
Hey, the real TSU, Texas Southern University.
Oh, we're the real TSU. Let's stop that.
Man, you know, that's the swag, man. You know, when you learning in the swag, man, you learning about life, man. You learning real survival skills, man, because it ain't your normal university, man. It's the SWAC, man. And just being a TSU just taught me survival skills. It taught me them real critical thinking skills that helps me in life. You know, I studied business management, but I feel like you learn so much just having to, you know, with the parties and getting up and after your party, you still got to go to class. You still got to do this. You still got to do that. And it helps you in life. You know, the critical thinking skills that I learned at TSU really helped me out in life. You know, the alumni, the homecomings, you know, it was just great. Like, it really does. And I tell people that if you can make it, actually graduate college from a SWAC university, you can pretty much handle life. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes a lot of self-discipline with what's going on around that campus to say that, hey, I'm going to graduate. And TSU was just, it was a great experience, man, for me. You know, I love college. I love what I learned, what I seen. I implemented in my business. I actually go back. I get interns from TSU to this day and bring them on board what we got going on to try to bring them up to speed and let them test with their learning at school as well. So I'm very active in the alumni association over there. So I'm very active into what's going on with TSU. I keep my eye open, make sure they stay open.
Now, what are your thoughts on your rivals, the Prairie View A&M Panthers? Man, those jokers can talk some junk, can't they?
The crazy thing about it is, man, I don't get caught up in it. To me, it'd be all fun and games because a lot of my buddies, a lot of my friends went to Prairie View. You know what I'm saying? Because you either went to TSU or Prairie View when you, you know, growing up in Houston. You either went to either one. So the ones at PV, the rivalry would be cool. You know, it'd be good. The games. I go to Prairie View homecoming, be down there just like I'm family. So the SWAC is one big old family, but they do talk a lot of noise. They do talk a lot of trash because TSU still in the heart of Third Ward. You know, they down there. They got their own little country down there, so they feel like they doing something.
Yeah, you know, what I'm saying? They out there themselves down the road there, man. I know what you mean, man. Yeah, jokers. Yeah, come on Third Ward there, that nonsense you talking. See what I'm saying? No.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I told you. Come on Third Ward. You think you big and bad.
I hear that. What's funny, bro, is this. My major was business as well at TSU. That's funny. Okay. That's weird. We had the same major, man. That was my major, business administration, man. Mine entrepreneurship, man. So it's mighty funny that we had the same major, kind of went to the same initial five schools, man. It's crazy, bro.
Exactly. Same mindset. You know, my mindset was, man, I just want to operate a business. But I never met my college teacher. What you want to operate? I said, I don't know yet, but I need to learn it, learn what they know. So when I do figure out what I want to start, I got the knowledge to bag it up.
You got that right. You know, I was told so many times, you can't do this. You can't do this. I said, watch me.
Exactly.
And I see them data. I'm like, well, hey, I just wasted no time. It wasn't for you to know. It's for me to know and believe in myself, not for you to believe in me.
Exactly, man. Exactly, man. Being innovative, man. I can't wait on y'all, man. I gotta be innovative. I gotta do something different. That was my whole thing. I gotta do something different, man. Everybody doing the same thing. Let me go figure out something else.
No doubt. Last one I got for you is, bro, what has been your pandemic hobby? For me, it's playing the guitar. Learn how to do that. So what's been your pandemic hobby where you learned something new during this time when you always time for yourself to reflect and work? What's something you picked up new since this whole thing had us turn in the houses like we are right now?
Barbecuing.
Okay.
I go in the backyard and fire. I got an old smoky and I just practice barbecuing. I got it down pat. Now at the beginning of the pandemic, I really couldn't barbecue. Now I go back there and I fire that pit up, jam music, and just practice barbecuing. That's been my hobby, man. Just barbecuing, sitting back there barbecuing.
A food truck may be your future, brother. A food truck maybe something down the road for you, man. You know, hip hop barbecue, something like that, man. I can feel it. I feel it in my soul. You might have that coming real soon. Come talk to me about the barbecue truck, the food truck there.
Hey, man, ain't no telling, man. Ain't no telling.
Yes, indeed. Well, brother, this has been fun to catch up with you, man. It's been very enjoyable, man. We got to keep staying in contact, brother, and work together, man. If you have any artists you want to come on the show with me, man, love to talk to them for you. I'll love to come on your podcast as well and give you my knowledge on this side of the glass, man. So what I'll do to help you out, my brother, I'm willing and ready to do it, my man.
Let's do it. That sounds real good. We'll definitely be in contact. We'll definitely be but have a great network together. Of course, we follow each other on social media. Our social media is Hip Hop Streets. Everything is Hip Hop Streets. All you gotta do is search us, Google us. Everything will come up about Hip Hop Streets.
I'll be following you right away after you get off this call here, my brother. Hey, man, it was fun, brother. Yeah, be safe. We gotta do this again real soon, my man.
Thank you. Shout out to the boss, man.